This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast.
I know her and I love this girl. What are you doing? You look at this outfit and you know why children are afraid of clowns. I mean...
The late Joan Rivers speaking on Fashion Police, the show she hosted for 4 years. She died Thursday at age 81, and we wanted to remember the comedian and fashion critic as we start our regular fashion segment. With me now is our resident fashionista, Zoe Washington, fashion editor and CEO of the company Little Bird, a fashion consulting company for young style mavens. Zoe, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So let's do as Joan did for the last years of her career and talk fashion.
Yes.
The first day of fall is about 2 weeks away, and can we pull out our earth tone sweaters and corduroys, or are there some new trends we should know about?
I think that every fall, everybody sort of leans directly into the autumn colors, which I totally understand because you've had a summer of brights. But what a lot of designers have done for this season is incorporate a lot of bright colors into traditional fall wear. So there's a lot of really wonderful coats, great pants, printed dresses in psychedelic patterns, bright patterns, color blocking, so that you don't have to abandon all sense of color just because it's fall.
But then how do you know? I mean, especially if you're also keeping an eye on the thermometer, which doesn't drop until another month or so around here. So you're not wearing heavy fabrics. And if you're wearing bright fabrics or prints, how do you know you're not just wearing your summer clothes?
Well, you know, it's all in sort of fall fabrication. So you'll have these really wonderful, lush, almost sometimes shearling coats, but they'll be in bright colors. So a bright red, a bright orange, a bright yellow, cobalt blue with black trim. So the fabrication will still very much be in line with the season. You'll have wonderful, rich and lush cashmere, really great wool blend coats and pants and silk dresses. Still looking like fall attire, but the colors will just be that much more turned up.
And what about men?
With men, I think menswear is becoming way more interesting now. So what you're seeing is the incorporation of luxe materials into everyday wear. So it used to be where guys, they'd be I'm going out to a party and I'll wear my typical button down and my dark denim jeans or something like that for the fall, and my coat that I wear with everything. Now you're seeing a lot of companies like ASOS, J. Crew. You're seeing Refinery 29 does a lot of great profiles of menswear where they will incorporate things like leather, things like nylon, things like, corduroy and all that stuff into different kinds of silhouettes that are a lot more different and a lot more edgy for guys this fall. So bomber jackets are really big for men. Mixed media pants.
What is a I'm sorry. Mixed media pants means?
Mixed media pants means anything from sort of a patchwork pant, sort of like your typical patchwork jean, to a pant that has maybe one panel, one side of it is a corduroy, the other side might be a leather, one side might be a nylon, so that it has that kind of color blocking effect, but it's with the material.
I'm still hung up on the thermometer. I mean,
I know.
How do we?
Because it's still hot?
It's still hot, and it's going to be if history's a guide, at least the next few weeks. So
yeah.
How do you show that you're aware that we're approaching the autumnal equinox and just not sweat all the time?
Right. I think that it you can incorporate really cool autumn hues into your wardrobe. I always like to jump the gun when it comes to fall. So today I'm wearing a leather skirt.
Yes, you are.
Yes. And it is hot out. I'm not going to deny that. But this leather skirt is sort of a midi length, and it is very free-flowing, so I don't necessarily trap heat. I'm not sweating a lot or anything like that. There is a breathability there, probably because it's not real leather. So there are ways to sort of incorporate these, and also just leather details, a leather patch pocket, or if you're going in and out of the office and you have to carry a jacket, this is the time to break out the light, thin bomber, all of those really great statement pieces that you sort of wonder, why would I? This is not going to keep me warm at all during the fall, but at the same time, it's too hot in the summer. Now's the time to really bust that out.
Transition. Mm-hmm. And I must say, the leather skirt looks great.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
On WYPR, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Zoe Washington, CEO of Little Bird, a fashion consulting service, and we're talking about fashion. I'm sure there are listeners who don't spend a lot of money or a lot of time thinking about their wardrobe. What's the best way we can quickly and cheaply find new items to add to our closets?
To add to your closets, here's what I just recently did. I went through my closet and everything that I hadn't worn. I know most people give, I think we talked about this last year, most people give the if you haven't worn in a year, get rid of it rule, which I find completely ridiculous because there's always something that I haven't worn in a year because I get stuck in my wardrobe and like my uniform. So if I haven't worn it in a couple of years, then I start really rethinking things. And then I hit up eBay. That's why I like to buy sort of invest in nice pieces so that they have a little bit of a resale value. So I went through, did my little eBay. With that little money that I had, I decided to reinvest in my wardrobe with pieces from a company like Zara. Zara is such a great place to go for not just staples for your wardrobe, especially for women and men that are fashion forward and that aren't as, you know, disposable as typical fast fashion brands like H&M or Forever 21. And they're fashion forward, but also very classic at the same time. Like there's a mixture there where they'll take something that's a big trend on the runway and really dissect it for to make it, you know, to optimize its wearability. So
that means what?
Meaning like if there's a black and white check print that's all over the runway and you're like, wow, that's really great, but I am a curvy girl and a black and white check print might look a little crazy on me. When you go to Zara, you might get a dress that has a panel with a black and white check print or just a nice shirt with a black and white check print so that you're not looking like the fashion victim who just bought whatever was fresh off the runway, but you're incorporating pieces that are very wearable.
Well, speaking of saving money, do you have any advice on prolonging the life of items we already have? I'm thinking of sweaters mm-hmm. and heavier fall fabrics?
Well, the first thing I would say is that with your sweaters, your beloved sweaters, take care of them. I think a lot of people, I see this a lot with girls my age who are in their 20s, 30s. I'm in my 30s. I don't know why I said 20s. But who are in their 30s.
I would have guessed 20s.
Oh, thank you. But you will get dressed and, you know, or get undressed and throw your stuff down on the bed. And maybe it makes its way under the bed or you sort of cram it into a drawer or you shove it on a cheap hanger and small snags start to accrue. And then all of a sudden, something that you really liked is ruined before the season's even over. So my first piece of advice is take care of your clothes. Dry clean them regularly. Wash them when you need to, especially for jeans. You know, typically you don't really wash your jeans. You're supposed to wash your body, not your jeans. So take care of the clothes you have and then store them accordingly by the season.
A question from one of our WYPR staff members. Where can I find good quality clothes in Baltimore now that Lowman's is out of business? Lowman's, the discount designer shop, has closed all its stores.
Well, I think that it's very interesting because I think Lowman's really represented, I know for myself, being in New York and being in Baltimore, it represents a great opportunity to get like great designer pieces or name brand pieces for less. Now, we do still have TJ Maxx, Marshalls, and all of those sort of outlets. If you're going to Lowman's for work basics or casual basics or whatever, then you can definitely go to a South Moon Under and get a couple pieces there. Urban Chic is a great place to go as well, and that was downtown. But otherwise, I'd say Arundel Mills is a really great one-stop shop so that you can just build out your wardrobe for the season and then leave like it never happened.
Okay, we'll try. We'll talk to you about how it works out.
Yeah.
Thanks, Zoe.
No problem.
Zoe Washington is a fashion editor and CEO of Little Bird, a fashion consulting service for teens and tweens. We have more about her work on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast, ahead on Maryland Morning. A side of H.L. Mencken he didn't want you to see, at least not till decades went by. Stay tuned to 88.1.